This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. Our feature interview this week is with Jonah Goldberg, talking about his new book, Liberal Fascism. As SNN's token liberal, I was going to do a riff on being offended at being called a fascist. But the more research I did, the less funny the fascistic tendencies of the 21st century nanny state became. The concept of Jonah's book is that the roots of modern liberalism can be found in the National Socialist movements of Italy and Germany in the early 20th century. There's something a little more than frightening about the analogy, because one of the effects of the liberal mindset is the concept of the state telling people how they must live and what they should do, above and beyond what the state has a right to do. Sure, seatbelts are a great idea, and so are motorcycle helmets, but where do you draw the line? When does the good of society become an invasion by the state into our lives and decisions? The Prime Minister of Great Britain recently called for Britons to change organ donation laws from opt-in to opt-out. In other words, unless you declare differently, your organs will be harvested for donation after you die. At least, one would hope it would be after you die. You never can tell in the fascist nanny state or in Robin Cook novels turned into scary organ-stealing movies with Genevieve Bujold, but I digress. I read about the change suggested in Britain with a great deal of scorn. Sure, I could see it happening there, but it could never happen in America. Nope. Never. Yes, it can. Delaware is introducing legislation to make organ donation opt out. New Jersey is introducing legislation that will force drivers to make a choice on organ donation before they can renew their licenses. Having lived in New Jersey, I know full well they won't stop there. It will not be long before my native state chooses opt-out organ donation as well. At this point, I feel that I must make a public service announcement for my own safety. I have checked the organ donor box on my driver's license for years, and in Virginia, they signify that with a cute little red heart near your picture. But just because I checked the organ donor box doesn't mean that I think the state has the right to force me to check that box. I am also concerned with the fascistic tendencies of all segments of society, not just the liberal ones. Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas have all outlawed sex toys. One would think that the use of sex toys would be a private decision made by adults. One would be wrong. Until the Supreme Court struck down a Texas law 5 years ago, sodomy laws made consensual oral sex between adults illegal in many states in America. Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas still have laws against homosexual conduct. The people keeping those laws on the books aren't liberal fascists. They seem a little too conservative for that. Yep, there are conservative fascists too, and they want to run your lives just as much as the liberal fascists. They just want to run different aspects of your lives. Liberal fascists want to remove God from the schools. Conservative fascists want to put God into the schools. Liberal fascists want Christmas turned into Winterfest. Conservative fascists want everyone to celebrate Christmas everywhere, and non-Christians can just shut the hell up about it. Liberal fascists call America a multicultural nation. Conservative fascists call America a Christian nation. Liberal fascists want Fox News taken off the air. Conservative fascists want sex and violence taken off the air. I think you get the picture. Really, anybody can be a fascist today. You don't even have to be Italian. Probably the best way to join the modern fascist party is to join the legislature of any town, city, county, state, or country. Then start legislating your morality onto others. Instant fascist. Back to our fascist announcer.